are one of the most vital creatures in existence. It is estimated that 1/3 of the food we consume each day relies on pollination by bees, making them the most important pollinator of food crops. However, our bees are dying, and researchers continue to search for the reasons as to why it's happening and what we can do to fix it. The Memorial University Chemistry Department is working on something that has potential to make a change. Jeremy Gauthier and Christina Bataro have teamed up to create intelligent material designed to detect even the slightest trace of neonicotinoid, an insecticide commonly found in farming pesticides, a chemical that is known to kill bees.
Most of the literature agrees that continued use of the neonicotinoids are potentially detrimental towards the population of bees.
Gauthier has been spending his mornings, afternoons, and evenings in the lab working on his research. He says that in other parts of the world, and even some provinces in Canada, they have already begun to regulate and even ban the use of insecticides.
And of course, bees are important because they pollinate so many crops. Not so much in Newfoundland yet, but where our agricultural sector is growing, the bees will become more and more important as we're growing more food for us on the island.
Gauthier says some researchers even say the use of neonicotinoids isn't effective, so it's possible that we don't even need to be using them in the first place. It's unclear whether or not Newfoundland will begin regulating the use of these pesticides, as researchers are still figuring out whether or not the benefit of using them outweighs the detriment.
We're gathering the data necessary to make these regulatory changes. So, for example, what we're doing is we're developing these intelligent materials that can achieve better detection limits. The methods and materials we're developing will allow us to map the actual distribution of these pesticides.
Catherine Dempsey is the president of Newfoundland and Labrador Beekeeping Association, and she is very excited about what the Munn Chemistry team is up to. She says there are plans in place to grow agriculture and farming in Newfoundland drastically. So just because pesticides aren't a problem right now, doesn't mean they won't be in the future.
So it's good for us if there's more agriculture. But if you bring in agriculture that's all GMO-treated seeds or pesticide-treated or do the old-fashioned kinds of things like spraying, thinking about the fact that you might have beekeepers next door, and you go out and you spray your crop in the middle of the day, bees are on your trees. Well, no, so there's got to be ways to work together.
But luckily, Dempsey says that because we are so behind, there's a chance to do it right. Avoid some of the mistakes other places have made with pesticide use. For Kicker News, I'm Ashley Shepherd.